This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Beautiful day here in the Mile High City, but as they say, change is coming. So Kurt Rogers is with us, special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt, how are you?
For all those folks that have just moved here within the last 6 months to a year, we're gonna give you a welcome to Colorado from Wednesday to Thursday. You know, 40-degree change. Hello.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It is. Absolutely.
And we're so used to it. It's just, I was telling you before the show started, I was up at Estes Park this weekend. It was just beautiful up there with, you know, everything changing and all the elk and the deer. And it got a little windy, which made it a little cold. But again, it's Colorado. That's what happens.
Sure.
Just loved it. It's such a pretty place up there. The YMCA, we had a men's advance, and it's just gorgeous up there.
It is beautiful, absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Now, I say it each week, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Normally, each week, we have guests on, and mostly to do with your money, something to do on the financial realm. And every once in a while, Kurt donates the time also to the great community efforts, and we always enjoy those. But today, we are going to be talking about Kurt's area of business, and that is mortgages. So, Kurt, rates is the big word, it seems like.
Yep. You know, if you were to follow the news, and I just think it's funny, rates are dropping. Well, yeah, they have dropped, but the media has a tendency to, and I think a lot of other people in the business, they're wanting to use that to motivate people to get out there, and I agree with that. But if you keep listening, you would think the rates are zero. They're not. There's still a cost to the rate, but yeah, rates have dropped. We're going to go over some things, and we're going to talk about how much they've dropped, where I kind of anticipate they're going to go, and I'm going to kind of go back in history to kind of show how some of that works. Right. But yeah, rates are down, which can save you lots of money on a mortgage, especially when the average price of a home is, what they say, $450,000, $500,000. That moves that payment up. Taking advantage of the rates can save you thousands of dollars.
What was the average price of houses when you probably got your first one?
$74,000 when I first moved to Denver. That was about the average price, $74,000, $78,000. That's what I paid for the house. Yeah, the house I'm still in, I paid $91,000. Bought it in 91, paid 91.
Now, if you get a fully loaded out truck, you can spend about that.
Oh, you're gonna you get one of those that Ford, I can't think of the name of, it's a really nice truck, Raptor. Yeah. You get a Raptor, it's $70,000. My son-in-law has one. It's a beautiful truck. It's got all kinds of power. $75,000. That's a sticker price, and you're like, it's a truck.
Sure.
But it's not necessarily what you pay, it's what you get for it when you get rid of it and what it does for you. But yeah.
Sure. Now, of course, as I mentioned, rates, we see a lot of advertising on it. We see some lenders advertising rates below 3% on a 30-year fix. We hear rates are going to continue to go down. So the first question is, you know, should a client wait to kind of see where this goes?
Well, my first question is, when you hear that rates are going down, you need to understand what rates the Feds are talking about. The Feds, when they lower rates, they're lowering what's called the Feds fund rate. And the Fed's fund rate over history really doesn't have any kind of major impact on mortgages. Fed's fund rate works on things that are short-term loans. What the Fed's fund rate does, it's actually the Feds loaning money to banks. That's what they have to buy it for. And if the Fed's fund rate is 1, the banks get to borrow the money at 1%, then they turn around and they charge you a margin. Could be 3, could be 4, could be 2. And that's what your rate is, and that's what dictates prime. Now, when you're talking the Fed's fund rate, it deals with things like car loans. It deals with credit cards. And home equity lines of credit are all pretty much tied to the Fed's fund rate. Well, mortgage rates are tied to something completely different. Mortgage rates traditionally are tied to a thing called the bond market. And the reason for that is the bond market is a very stable place for investors to get fixed, stable rates, returns with very low risk. So that's where the mortgages come up, because they're more of a long term. You know, most mortgages can be anywhere from minimum 10 years, there's an exception, up to, actually they go 40 years, but nobody does 40-year mortgages anymore because it's just too costly. But though that's where the money is more stable. So that's what those rates are accustomed to. So when you talk about rates going down, right now 30-year fixed mortgage rates are mid-threes, okay? But the Fed's fund rate is 1.75. And the reason I bring that up is if you look, go back to, let's say, 2008, 2009, 10, 11, and 12, that is when the Fed's fund rate went from 3 and 3.5 and 4. It went all the way to 0. So if you track the Fed's fund rate going down to 0, you would anticipate that the mortgage rates would come down, as the way a lot of people think. Well, back in 2012, when the Fed's fund rate was 0, mortgage rates were 3.61, and it cost you a half a point to get it. That was the average rate with the Fed's fund rate is 0. Well, in today's market, the Fed's fund rate is 1.75, but mortgage rates are still around the 3.5. So I don't anticipate, even though that the Fed's fund rate will continue to go down, we're going to get another drop probably here in 30 to 60 days. What the purpose, when you understand rates, what the purpose of dropping the Fed's fund rate is to keep money flowing through the economy. If the money's not moving, that's when we start to have problems. That's because people are taking their money and they can't spend it. They're not making enough. They can't spend it, so they're hoarding it.
Right.
And if it's not moving, that means there's not as many people going to a restaurant or buying gas or doing things. So it just slows the whole economy. Mm-hmm. So the purpose of the Fed's fund rate is to make sure that economy keeps moving. Doesn't always necessarily affect mortgage rates. I know that was a long story, but that's basically how it works.
And the economy, I mean, I don't know, last time you went to a restaurant, Starbucks, whatever, places are packed.
It doesn't matter where you go.
Yeah.
There's always people. It used to be, if you're driving down the street and you saw a restaurant with just a few cars in it, you didn't go there. Well, there's not restaurants with just a few cars. Everybody's out eating.
Yeah.
And that's part of that is because of what the feds are doing to keep the economy going. Wages are up. I mean, if you do any research, wages are up. That's why everything can be increased, because as the wages go up, home values go up, car prices go up, everything starts to rise, mm-hmm. because you have more disposable cash to buy those things.
Right. So when we see these things, rates, you know, 3% on a 30-year fixed, all that. So what I'm hearing you say, I think, is, you know, people say, well, why can't I get those rates? And you say, well, you can, but if they're real.
Well, normally, and seldom will you find somebody that will advertise a rate. I saw a rate the other day at 2.875 on a 30-year fixed. And I look at all the lenders that I deal with, and I have 11 of them, and I'm like, there's no possible way. Mm-hmm. Unless you read the fine print. When you read the fine print, you start to understand what affects a mortgage rate. In the fine print, it'll tell you how you have to qualify to get there. It doesn't mean it can't be reached, but it can be reached. The first thing that comes into play on determining if you're going to get that rate that you see or to even get the lowest rate is the very first thing that they're going to come up with is your credit score. That's going to be the first category. Some of the factors that come into play on those rates are credit scores. If you have a 620 versus a 760, it's going to determine your rate. We've talked about this many times in the past, Scott, about how important your credit score is and what you should do to it. And I'm going to cover that in a minute. It's critical in when you're looking not just for a mortgage, but if you're looking for a car loan or a credit card, that score can save you thousands of dollars. And at this time of year, what I'm seeing a lot of people do, and I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but I think you need to pay attention to it, is every time you go into a store now, because we're coming into the holiday seasons, we're coming into people, all these sales that are coming out, and people don't walk around with a lot of cash, or they've pretty well maxed out some of the credit cards they have. So all the stores are asking you all the time, do you want to open up a card? We'll give you 10% off. Well, I understand the hook. I understand the idea. Well, I'm spending $500, so I'm going to save $50. Every time you apply and get accepted for a new credit card, your score will drop. So the difference between, for example, a 725 credit score and a 715 credit score could be as much as $5,000 in a rate, depending on the loan. And that's just in upfront fees.
Sounds better than the 50 that I'm getting.
So that $50 I saved just cost me $5,000. But see, they don't want to tell you that. I was in a store the other day, and the lady said that. I said, no, I'm not. She said, well, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. I said, no, it's not. And I tried to explain it to her. And she said, I didn't understand that. I said, I've seen people that, this one guy, he had 36 different credit cards. Every time he walked in the store, he took the card. His score was a 612. He paid everything on time. That was great. But because he had so many cards and he had them all spending money, he didn't have anything available. So it affected his score, which affects his ability to get the very best rate. Mm-hmm. And you want the very best rate when you're looking at the most expensive thing you're going to spend in your lifetime on, besides your kids.
And I think with some of the credit guys you've had on before, too, when you get that new account, that kind of hurts your history of how long you've had cards, because now you've opened another one. So that hurts that area, too, probably.
The credit bureau, and I'm not a credit repair. I'm just telling you what I've watched over years. Credit agencies rank your score by how you manage your credit. Well, if let's say you have five cards and your average life on those is 5 years, they're seeing that you're a pretty good risk. One, you're making your payments on time. Two, you're not charging more than 50% that's on your card. And three, you've had these five accounts open and you're using them. You know how to manage money. You're a better risk than somebody who's got 10 cards. They're all maxed. Mm-hmm. And they've only had them on average for 1 year. They're not proving much of a history. And what they do is they take the life of all your cards. You might have one for 10 years and everything else for 1 year. They're going to add that together and say 14 years divided by 5 is 3. Your average life is 3. So now all of a sudden, these new cards can hurt you.
Right.
I always recommend that people never close out an old credit card if at all possible. You don't have to use it. Don't close it out. It doesn't hurt you to use it, but don't close it out. So when you're out there, you know, be careful with the season that's coming up that you just don't continually open cards,
right?
Because your score is going to go down. And if you're in the middle of a refinance or you want to purchase a home within the next 6 months, it's going to take you some time to get that number back. Going back to the question is, how do you get that rate? Some of the other things that come into play is the type of loan that you're looking for. There's basically four types of loans. There's the reverse mortgage, which have to be over 62. There's the standard conventional conforming loans. There's government loans. And then there's what they're called portfolio loans, the asset manager that we've talked about in the past. That's a portfolio loan. That's a couple banks saying, this loan we will do, it's our money. It's not somebody else, we're not going to sell it out on Wall Street, it's our money. So when those that are advertising that 2.875, for example, they were saying that we'll give you this rate on this loan. Government loans, FHA, VA, USDA, they're backed by the federal government. So their risk of those loans, because the government's going to insure the money to the bank, is less to the bank, so the bank's more willing, so they give you better rates. But the type of loan you get into is going to be part of what that rate comes to. The other thing becomes loan to value. And that's a pretty one to understand. In this case, the loan to value had to be like 60%. So right up front, I have to have a 740 or higher credit score. I'm in a government loan, and I have to be under 60% loan to value. Well, that's a customer that's proved a lot of good things. That's why that rate's available. When those things start to change, that starts to go up. The second one is, what is the property going to be used for? Is it going to be used for a primary resident, or is it going to be a second home? Is it going to be an investment property? Each one of those has higher risk. And I've said this before, I continue to say it. Banks loan money by risk. The less risk they have, the lower rate you get. Now, you might not think you have that risk, but mm-hmm. the history of what the bank sees in that category, like an investment property or second home, there's a chance that that will go away prior to your primary.
Right.
If the market gets bad, you're going to get rid of the second home quickly or the investment, but you're not going to get rid of where the family lives.
Gotcha.
That's how the banks kind of look at those things. So there's a lot of those things, but one of the other things is, where's it located? Certain areas of town have higher conforming loan limits to get to borrow more money versus other parts of the town. So when I looked at all of these, and the last thing, and this one I really want to get into, so we'll take it after the break. But when you looked at that 2.875, what were the costs and the fees of the loan? Because you can actually buy the rate down. you can spend money to save money, and there's a lot of, yeah, I shouldn't do it, yes, I should do it, and I'll kind of try to explain some of that when I come back.
Sounds good. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Kurt Rogers here from Affordable Interest Mortgage, special edition of Your Money Matters. And by the way, if you've got questions for Kurt, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. And Kurt will be glad to try to answer your question there. See if we can stump Kurt. We'll play a little game.
We should do that one day. Like a Jeopardy. That'd be fun.
You're talking about scores. Man, everything depends on the score. But there's nothing more frustrating than these credit bureaus and how they do scores. And we pull up our scores, and sometimes they're 10 points apart, sometimes they're 30 points apart from one bureau to the next. So I'm sure you've had people walk in before and go, oh, I already know my score because I looked it up and it's nowhere close. And that could be up or down, but why can't these things just agree with just the bureaus?
Well, there's a couple different reasons for that. It depends on who's pulling the credit. And it does. This doesn't always make sense, but
because we'll never. I asked you during the break. We will never see the number you see as a limit.
Well, after right? I get it, I'll give
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but yeah. But I mean,
up to that point, no, you really won't.
Yeah.
Because if you go in to buy an automobile and you're shopping to buy cars, here's kind of a misconception. If I go in and I'm looking out the window and I see the Honda store and I'm looking at a Honda and they decide that I want to make an offer in that car and they run my credit, then I decide to go right next to them. To the Lexus place or the Dodge place. And I'm saying, okay, I'll look at that car, and they run my credit on me. It doesn't change the score. One hit of a car company, you could have 20 people, 20 dealerships investigate your credit or one. It's the same hit to the score in a 30-day period of time.
Okay.
That's what the credit bureau companies have promised to happen. Now, if you do one on the 29th and one on the 2nd, that doesn't work. It has to be in that calendar month for them to be applied. Okay, but a car dealership or installment loans like that, they're looking for something different than somebody that's doing credit cards. Someone's doing credit cards, they want certain characteristics that told them which ones pay, which ones don't, who they charge a higher rate to. Mortgages are the third. So there's three different types of score you're going to get depending on who's pulling that score. I've seen the scores that I've had be lower than that for somebody to go out to buy a car, and I've seen mine being higher. It's just the way the system is designed to pull it. The key thing to understand is try to get one. Mm-hmm. If you want to go online and run your credit, that's great. I could care less what the score is because I can look at it and I can tell you where you can improve the score and how to improve that score in a very short period of time.
Right.
So understanding what your credit is, you know, what it's reporting to. There's many companies, for example, maybe Cap One will report to TransUnion Experian, but they won't report to Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
So your score with Capital One might not show in that account, which is going to affect that score in that
sure.
specific company.
Right.
So there's a lot of little moving parts that's hard to understand. You do need to be aware of them. I agree that the American public needs to go out there once a year, if not twice a year, and get a free report just to see what's being reported. So you're aware of it because mm-hmm. it can happen.
Right. And, you know, you were telling me before you started the show today, if you think you're going to be in the market for a mortgage, it's best to talk to you to figure out what to buy, what not to buy before you do that. Because right now you got a client that's kind of in a
yep.
catch for that.
That's right. You have to be careful. If you're thinking about buying, it doesn't mean you need to change your lifestyle, but just understand the impact it could have. That's where, if you're thinking about it, go out and get a free credit report. Take a look at it. If you want to, send it to me. I'll just kind of give you some advice. And if you're thinking about it down the road, let's say you want to buy in January and February. Mm-hmm. That's normally a real good time because
sure.
slow business. So you can get some great deals. Well, you need to prep for it now. There's ways to, because as October, November, and December come upon us, you're going to be out shopping. You're going to be spending money. How are you spending the money? How does the bank see you're spending the money? What new debts have you got?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of things you need to pay attention to.
Right. Now, we were talking before the break as well. You said the 2.875 and then fine print, fees, different things like that. Because sometimes that number you see can grow.
It can, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. There's times, depending on when you're buying a home, how long do you plan to be in the home? Now, many first-time home buyers will say, well, I'm going to be in it 30 years. Well, statistics say 82% of you are not, because normally 82% of the people that buy a first-time home are out of that home or have refinanced that home within the first 5 years. So you're looking at the loan for that period of time. But one of the things that come up when you're reading the fine print is there's a thing called discount points. It's not lender fees. It's not origination fees to the lender, because most mortgage brokers, like myself, we don't charge any fees. The law has told us that, you know, you get to make X on every loan. That's it. I can't make more. I can't make less. This is the number that I get. But you'll see some people want to charge you fees. Most won't charge you origination, but they will charge you a discount fee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a discount fee says that I'm buying the rate down. In this case, they were paying 3.5 points to buy the rate down to 2.875. So to try to help you understand what that means, if you're on a $300,000 loan and you're paying 3.5 points, that's $10,500 you have to bring to the table or get financed in the deal. And if you think about financing in 10.5, when you're paying the 3.5 points plus the interest on that 10.5, it starts to get expensive.
Gotcha.
That's where you got to pay attention. What other kind of fees do they have that are unnecessary? Do they also have an administrative fee? Do they also have a processing fee? How many of these little nickel-dime fees do you see that you might not see over here?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Let me give you an example. Again, let's talk about a $300,000 loan. If you're paying 3.75, that's a payment of $1,389. But if you go to 3.5, it'll cost you $1,932. That could be the cost. That's the discount point.
Right.
It's like 0.608. But now the payment goes down to $1,347. So how was it a good thing to lower it? If I'm going to be in the home for 10 or 20 years, I should pay the $1,932 because I'm going to save $6,000 to $8,000 in that time frame after I've spent the $1,932. So that's a wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't tell you about that. When they're advertising this, they're just trying to get to a low rate that nobody else has. It's like, how many times have you gone to a dealership and wanted to go and buy that price leader and it was sold 2 weeks ago? It's kind of the same thing. That's where it all starts to change. So you really need to pay attention to the fees. What are they? Some will charge, but is the rate better? What's the total cost to you in 60 months and 120 months? Start to weigh those things, and you'll start to see what the true cost of the loan is and the best way and the best effect for your money.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not always be just the rate. It's I'm buying it, or I'm not buying it. I'm paying a little bit higher, but I'm saving so much more money. Those are the kind of things.
So really ways to make sure that we're not paying too much is that kind of what you're talking about, you know, knowing our credit, understanding it, what affects it, how to maintain it, how to improve it. And, man, to sit down with someone like yourself, and like I say, we make very clear, you're not in the credit repair or credit specialist, but you know what it takes to get a loan, too.
I can help you look at different things. And I think I've mentioned this before. I had this customer that the wife had got a bonus of $60,000, and they wanted to do some home improvements, but their credit score was 612. But I showed them they had 34 accounts. I showed them how they could take that money, not pay them all off, but pay them down and move their credit score up to a 700. So they did that, came back to me a week later, showed me all the payoffs. I ran it through the system, went to get it changed during the time frame that they were paying these down. This husband kept walking in the stores and took the 10% offer. He opened 3 new accounts. I couldn't get his score above a 670. I saved him money, but those 3 accounts took 30 points off his score.
Mm.
So those are the kind of things I can kind of give you an indication. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just going to kind of show you what's out there so for you to figure out how you want to do it.
Sure. When we talk about closing costs, sometimes you hear some things in ads too that, you know, no closing costs or we pay closing costs, all that kind of stuff. What's included in closing cost, and then what's the real story there?
Closing cost... The legal term is it origination fee. That's money to me. Appraisal fee, underwriting fee. Those are classified basically as closing costs. Title fees are not classified as closing costs. Escrows are not classified as closing costs. Fees to third-party company are normally not classified as closing costs. They don't affect what's called the APR. If it affects the APR, then it's going to affect, they're going to call it closing cost. But to a consumer, closing cost is anything that's above his payoff or anything above the loan amount. That's closing costs, and I get that. That makes sense. There's a way that you can prevent that, and I talked about it before, is credit score. And I'll keep coming back to that. It's really not hard to keep a good credit score, but you got to pay attention to the closing cost. Is it worth paying the money? Is it not worth paying the money?
So figure that out, or should someone just focus on rate? And everything's it's individualized for everybody, right? I mean, there's no cookie-cut answer for everybody.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
And this is just human nature. When you go out to shop for a car, you're always saying, what's your best price? When people call me, what's your best rate? Well, there's so many different programs and so many different options. Like, there's so many different cars out. One car doesn't fit everybody. One mortgage type doesn't fit everybody. not everybody is designed to be in a 30-year fix. Maybe you need the best thing for you is a 26-year that'll save you the most money.
Right.
But you got to have somebody that understands and listens to what you say. If a customer comes into me and says, I want to spend $1,900 a month, and I don't want my payments to be above that, and my refinance is $300,000, I'm going to tell them, well, I can get to the $1,900 a month, but it takes only 24 years instead of 30.
Right.
So you got to kind of ask more questions to get those kind of answers. And you're right, it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different type of loans. We talked about the asset manager. Asset manager is a perfect example. For those people that I show it to, they say, well, I've never seen this. Why haven't I heard about it? Because the banks don't like it, because you're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest, and they don't like it, but the bank is really better off because there's no expense to the loan. They're getting their money, plus they're playing with your money while you're paying it off. But nobody wants to explain that to you. Mm-hmm. Loan officers don't make as much on it, so they don't want to talk about it.
Sure.
So those are the kind of things. What's the best loan for you? And when we talk, that's kind of how we go over that.
When we come back, let's talk about, hey, if rates keep dropping, when do you look at refinancing? Kurt will answer that when we come back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you will not find a better person to sit down with, discuss mortgage things. Kurt has a great team there. So no matter what you're thinking, maybe refinancing, reverse mortgage, regular mortgage, buying your first home, whatever, investment property, truly this is your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, we talked about, you know, rates earlier in the show, dropping, all that, and maybe people think about refinancing and all. So what are some of the questions when you start looking at that? Is it time? Or when do you know when they're going to be finally getting to that final number? I know there is no final number, but when they're going to get low enough to refinance?
That's when you sit down with the customer and try to understand, is it saving you enough money? I've had people come to me, and I'm saving them $112 a month. And I look at them and I said, do you really want to do this for $112 a month? $100 is to many people worth it, but it's they have to determine because of there is going to be some cost. There are some title fees. There is an appraisal at least 50% of the time. So there's some cost that you're adding. How long does it take to recoup those costs? Does it fit, or would it be better to wait? Right now, and I'm probably like many brokers, I'm sitting with probably a dozen people that I have a target number. Once that rate hits this, some of them are unrealistic. I'll never see that rate.
Right.
But when it hits this number, then I'm just to say, okay, are you ready? I lock the rate and away we go. I've got their paperwork. I've got them on hold so we can move forward. Those are basically on the refi to where they're not tied to trying to buy a house.
Right.
I've got other people, they'll start a file and the rate moves up a little bit, then it turns around and moves down. And when I talk about the rate moving, and you hear on the news all the time that rates are down, every day the rates will change two or three times. And what I mean by that, like I said before, the difference between 3.75 and 3.5 was 0.608. Well, it could be 0.312, and then it could go up to 0.9. Then it could go minus 0.2. That's the number, the cost or the credit that you get from the lender for that rate. That changes every day, probably two, maybe three times. So those are the things that I'm paid to do to pay attention to. When I was talking earlier about how to save money when you're out shopping and you're looking, remember who you're buying from. And, you know, you and I are old enough to know we've gone out, we've bought many a cars. When you find a good dealership that treats you with respect and treats you fairly price-wise, you don't keep looking.
Sure.
When you find a good dentist, which is a place that most of us don't like to go, and, you know, we always think we're being overcharged. But when you find a good one, you're there. Mm-hmm. Find a company that's local, that knows Colorado, that knows the different neighborhoods. Because this neighborhood, there's sections of town where there might be a two-mile square that those homes are worth $300,000 more than the ones outside. Well, you can fight that battle with a lender that might be on the West Coast or the East Coast because they don't understand it.
Sure.
I had a lender on the West Coast once tell me, well, they got six horses. They must be have it running a farm. I said, and the way I solved it, because I know Colorado, I said to her, you live in California? She goes, yes. I said, do you have any neighbors that got six motorcycles? She goes, yeah. I said, it's the same difference. We have more space out here, so we ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
She got it. But if you don't know the area, yep, you can't answer those questions. So find somebody that knows Colorado, that lives in the same neighborhood that you do. Find somebody that where, if you have a problem, if you got a major concern, you can pick up a phone, call the owner or the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these internet companies, you can't get to the person above the loan officer you got besides anybody
else.
And
if you have a question, do you even get them back when you call again?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, well, yeah. I get that. So that also will help you because if we take care of you as a mortgage broker, you're going to tell your friends.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It's much easier. Plus, meeting you face-to-face, which everybody knows, I don't care where you live, I'll come see you.
Right.
You can look in my eyes. You can see who I am.
Right.
That has a tendency. I'm not going to charge you more, otherwise I wouldn't be in business.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
What about new builds? Construction seems to be booming around. Man, you look around, a lot of building going on. But if someone's thinking about buying some land and building a house, what's the best advice there?
Well, if you're going to go buy a new build, I strongly recommend you take a realtor with you. And the realtor that's working for the new build, the person that's at the center that's helping you, will try to advise against that. It is a purchase contract, and there can be two sides of the story. If you go in, you're going in unarmed because they're only going to come from their side. The realtor doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
The person selling the property has to pay both realtors if there are two. You don't.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, you'll hear and see many times that builders will offer these tremendous savings if you use their realtor or use their lender that's inside that. Now, I'm not saying no because I'm a broker. I'm saying that's not always to your best interest because over 90% of the time in the 20 years I've been doing this, I've always been able to beat the new builder's discounted price. Okay, and there's a lot of different reasons for that. The first thing, a builder is a builder. They're real good at building homes. They understand that. They hire a realtor to sell it. They hire a lender to sell it. Who does that lender work for? That lender works for the builder, not you. They're representing the builder because they want that builder to allow them to stay in that office in most cases.
Sure.
So in most cases, they're going to inflate the price inside the loan to make it work. Where you normally see it, that you'll see some points, maybe a 1 point discount fee or 1.5, but you'll see the rate a lot of times is higher. You'll see extra fees on there that are absolutely unnecessary. The main reason the builder wants to do that is for convenience for them, not for you. They got your money. When you go out to buy a home, you're going to give them a deposit that's non-refundable. Once they start, you don't get that money back. That's real hard because they're customizing a home to you. So they have the right to keep the money. I kind of understand that. So once you're in the system, if there's a problem, you ain't going anywhere. You can't, because you don't want to give up your $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 you gave them. So because of that, they're not always looking. The lender that works for them is not always, and even though they're not legally tied to them, that who influences their paycheck. That's where they get their customers from. So, you know, I advertise here. I'm always going to take care of somebody here. Why? Because that's where I get my money from. That's my advertisement. Well, the builder's no different. So when you're out doing that, before you commit, let them give you whatever they have. Shop that number. It might be a good one. I had one of my pastors went to a builder. He gave me the numbers. I said, these people are treating you straight up. Go back to them and take the loan. Mm-hmm. Take it. But at least shop. That was one of the 10% that I lost.
Because there, I would assume, and in most cases, they are not going to have near the options and different programs than someone like yourself can offer.
Correct. In most cases, the lender that's working for the builder will have what I call as a handful of options, 30-year, 20-year, 15-year, FHA, maybe VA, maybe USDA, depending. Other than that, they don't really have a whole lot, so they're not going to talk to you about a whole lot. That's where they're going to try to sell you the same as your neighbor. Everybody gets the same car. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets the same loan. And that's not necessarily what's best for you. You may want to, I mean, I have one right now where the selling agent called me up and said, you know, can we close this loan? Are these people approved? I said, yeah, they can close this loan. Not a problem in this period of time. And as we're going through the loan, he calls me up. I said, well, we're going to take an extra week because the type of loan the customer picked out. He said, I said, we're still going to close. I said, but it's a different loan, so I can't give you all your answers back. I need to move a loan objection deadline date. And he didn't understand why. I said, because it saves the customer $180,000. It's the asset manager. So to him, moving that date is $180,000.
Sure.
So we're here to work for you and how you save money. Those lenders there, they don't have these kind of options. Many of them don't have VA, which every customer we talk to, we ask, are you a veteran? Because hands down, that's one of the best loans out there. We've talked about that in the past.
Right. And I have a feeling, too, you're going to look at all angles to protect the borrower where they have one thing in mind because their connection with the builder.
My fiduciary responsibility is to my borrower. And if you're with a lender, and as I've been doing this 20 years, as in 99% of the cases, as you're going through, that price you start out with on the first one isn't the one you're going to end up with. So there's going to be changes. Well, if you're tied to their lender, there's different ways. I call it the builder shuffle. They start shuffling around numbers and things to where you never really know what's going on. It's like, it's under which of these cups. Where's that ping pong ball? Where's it at? I don't know, because you don't understand it. There's things that having your own realtor or having your own lender, when you go into that scenario, eliminates that from you being taken advantage of.
And they may offer, and probably do offer, incentives to do business there. But you got to kind of think, too, why would somebody offer me $10,000 or $15,000 to finance with them?
Why are they giving that up so I go over here?
That's a lot of money.
Why do they want to give you $10,000 just to use their lender? It's a kind of an obvious. What's the benefit? And it's not wrong. It's business. They're trying to control the business. They're trying, but they're not going to lose the $10,000. If they were, that's like a car dealership putting an addendum price on the MSRP to say that we'll give it off to you. They raised it to give it back. Well, it's monopoly money. It's not real money in the first place. So please don't insult me and tell me it's there when you're taking it away. That just, I never liked that.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but 2 or 3 days later, then they have the whiplash or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesch with Flesch and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law, they get results.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you listening. Check out our website, by the way, haystackhelp.com. You'll find a lot of great companies to do business with there. Glad to have Kurt Rogers in studio today. Kurt, always good to have you.
I appreciate it. It's always good to be here, especially Colorado.
Absolutely.
Love it.
I want to talk about the asset manager with you. Man, great loan and can truly change people's lives and their financial future. So let's talk about that in a minute.
Okay, one of the reasons that I personally like the loan, if at all possible, I think everyone who has the ability to qualify for the loan, and it doesn't mean it's hard to qualify, needs to see it. After that, it's up to you. But the benefit to the loan to me is more than just paying my home off faster, which my wife loves. Build the equity. I'm safe. I'm good no matter what happens to the economy. We like that feature. But the other part of the feature is, should you run across speed bumps of life? Should you run into emergencies that come up that are unexpected? We had one about 9 months ago. Our sink in the kitchen wasn't draining right. After further investigation, we realized that 40 years ago, the pipe that was put underneath the basement floor needed to be replaced.
Right.
To the tune of $7,000. Well, that wasn't just sitting around. We didn't want to put it on a credit card. So we were able to access the equity out of our home and pay that off. It added 2 months to my mortgage. I'm still paying it off in 12 years, but it only added 2 months. I didn't affect my credit cards, my savings account, my checking account, mm-hmm. my retirement money, nothing. I just added a couple months. I'm still paying off my home. That's right. One of the benefits. Back in 2008, when the market was going down, getting a paycheck every month was a little difficult. The fact that I used that to continue paying my bills and doing what we needed to do, I didn't have to touch my retirement. That was taking a bath on its own. It didn't need any help with me taking money out. So it helped me again. So those features that come up when, like I said, when the speed bumps of life come along, those, that's critical for me. And then when I do have extra money, I'm able to basically put it in there and expedite the payoff of my home. And once I own my home, I will still have this line of credit. Mm-hmm. So it, I'm able to withstand anything for pretty much for 30 years. That's why I tell people to become mortgage safe, and this is one way. No matter what happens, you're not going to lose your home. They've only had one foreclosure since 1999. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. That's why I like the loan so much.
Man, what control and what freedom, what security, everything positive in one deal, you know.
It is, and that's why the qualifications that I mentioned earlier, some of the things that it takes to qualify, you know, you got the 700 credit score, which, you know, kind of just fits. You got to have a 2-year job. You can't have a bankruptcy or foreclosure in the last 7 years. And you have to have some money sitting in the bank. Whatever you're borrowing, let's say you're borrowing $400, you got to have $40,000 sitting in an IRA or life insurance or somewhere. Okay. They don't want it. They just want to know you have it, because the downside to this loan is if you're not financially disciplined, if you max out your credit cards, if you bounce checks, if you, when you got $50,000, you go out and buy a Harley just to spend it because you got the $50,000. This loan's not for you. It won't work. But if you're a businessman, if you're astute with your money, if you're looking at owning your home faster and improving your retirement portfolio, and you understand the flow of money, you start to understand that this loan is the great loan, because you get to make all your lazy money go to the work. And the way that happens is every dollar you put in the checking account that's attached to this mortgage is basically paying you like a savings account. So if the rate on the mortgage, let's say, is 5, you're making 5% on your money while it sits there. Right. They're taking that money and they're applying it to principal. Because this is a simple interest loan, not a compound interest, your payment's on your payoff. So if your payoff's going down, your payment's going down. Mm-hmm. Well, as your payment goes down, that means you automatically pay less interest to the bank, which means your interest rate's going down. So you get to control every aspect of all your money and make all of your money go to work. Right. And you get to do it on your time, not the bank's time. They can't turn you down. Once you get the loan, if you need to pull out $30,000, you don't have to go back and ask them. Mm-hmm. You just get to write the check. So it gives you so much freedom. For business people, it's outstanding, because mm-hmm. there's times we need money. And if I'm able to reach over here and pull it, it works well.
Is it a little more difficult for self-employed?
No. Yes and no. If you know, John Rush has two of these. Right. And looking at his tax returns and all this stuff, because he's self-employed, takes more time, yes. And you have to be careful on how much you're writing off. But if you can prove that you are paying taxes on your income, because that's what they're looking at, not how much you grossed, how much you netted, how you wrote that. And there's other ways. They also, in this case, because they understand the power of money in the bank, they will take reserves. I mean, I have a customer with about $800,000 in the bank. I get to divide that by 120 months, and that's income, even though we're not touching it. Well, that income helps them qualify. Because the way the bank looks at it, because they think you're financially disciplined, you wouldn't have $800,000 unless you made it.
Sure.
Unless you knew how to do it. So that means you're going to make your mortgage payment. So that's what they like.
Right. Who would it not be for?
First-time home buyer, normally, 20, 25, haven't built up a whole lot, trying to meet some of those qualifications. It doesn't mean all, but in the mass majority. For those self-employed people that they write everything off because they don't want to pay taxes, and that's fine, mm-hmm. this loan won't work for you. You have to be able to prove income.
Right.
Whatever income you need to qualify for, that has to be on your tax returns as a taxable amount. There's exceptions if you got depreciation in there, but in most cases, you got to have that. Those are the ones it's not for. And again, for those that aren't financially disciplined. I had mentioned this before. I had a young kid, I'm over 60. He was 40. And when I showed him the loan, he realized in the first year he had about $50,000 worth of equity again. He looked at his wife, says, I can go buy my Harley. I looked at him, I said, were you planning on it? He goes, no. I said, this loan's not for you. It's not to spend a 50 just because you got it. Mm-hmm. Not to do that. If you weren't planning on it, if you were planning on it, great. And you were saving up for it, great. But just to spend it, no. Take that money and maybe invest it. Go do other things with it that will make you more money. That's the other little advantage. I have a couple people that have taken their equity out of their home and they own numerous rental properties now. Hmm. And that has in turn paid off their home, so they now have more cash to go do it again. It's a great little becoming your own bank kind of deal.
Sure.
Works really well.
Would it ever pay for someone that maybe has a VA loan to look at something like that? Or is that just too good a deal, VA loans, most of the time?
Actually, I have had a couple people on VA. The issue that comes into play with VA versus this loan, VA will go to 100%. This loan will only go to 80%. So a lot of veterans will put 0 or 5 or 10% down. I need the 20% equity to make this work. Now, they will do this loan on investment properties. My office manager has this loan, and she has an investment property down in Colorado Springs. She's going to pay that thing off so much faster because the renters are making her payments, and it's treating it like a savings account, so she's paying it off faster. Mm-hmm. And if there's an emergency comes up, she just reaches into that loan to pay for the repairs to the property. She doesn't take it out of her savings account.
Gotcha.
So it just has a lot of benefits. You could also do it on Airbnbs, and that's what John just did on the second one. He got one of those, and it's working perfect for him by somebody else making the payments.
Sure.
And they're building the equity.
That always works well.
Works well.
Any disclosure, sir?
I need to disclose affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and we are an equal credit lender. You can contact us at aimortgage.net, or like I said, call us at 720-895-0500.
Great. And as you can tell, hey, it doesn't take long to listen to Kurt. No, he knows this business, knows how to help you, and will do everything he can to be of service to you. So give him a call. Let him know you heard him here on the show. 720-895-0500. Want to thank you today for being with us. Don't go anywhere. Mark Griffith coming up next.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.